It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, welcome in on this Tuesday morning. Happy you're with us on the first day of October. So glad to have you with us. We are live on Rumble. We got the show up live there now. We are live on X this morning if you want to watch there. Of course, you can download the podcast later if you can't listen to the whole show. We make that easy for you on the Odyssey app or wherever you download your podcast. Happy you're with us this morning. Hey, the big story around the country that is developing today is this longshoreman strike. I thought this comment was interesting from the Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo, when she was asked about this, I believe it was last week. Go to cut 12, please.
I'm here in my personal capacity. I would say, look, it's not a secret that this would be, depending on how long it lasts, could be incredibly disruptive to commerce. As you well know, you know that so much commerce moves through the ports, and you know, if it goes a few days, I'm sure companies probably have their plans set. But especially we're in peak season, getting ready for the Christmas season. If a strike were to drag on, I think it could be really very, very disruptive to commerce. So I do hope that the parties, stay at the table and resolve it.
She followed that up by saying she had not been very involved with it. She's the Commerce Secretary. I don't know how that's a thing, but the point is the strike is now underway, and we've got Tanya J. Powers from Fox News Radio who's covering this story this morning. Tanya, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
So what is the real impact here? I mean, is this on both coasts? Is that what's going on?
This is East Coast and Gulf Coast.
Just the East Coast.
The West Coast ports are still open. So let me give you the nuts and bolts of where we are right now. So the port strike started at midnight. That is when the contract between the ports, which is the U.S. Maritime Alliance, and the ILA, which is the International Longshoremen's Association, expired. The ILA has about 45,000 members. This affects ports between Maine and Texas, including the Port of New York and New Jersey, which is the third busiest one in the country. You've also got ports in Virginia, Georgia, Texas that are also affected. About three-fifths of the nation's container shipments go through the ports in the East and the Gulf Coast. So it kind of gives you an idea of the scope of what we're talking about here. As of last night, there had been a little movement, but they hadn't reached a deal, which is, again, why they're striking. The union wants a pay raise, better benefits, and they want a complete ban on automation. This automation part is one of the parts I find really interesting about this because of the technology advances that have been made.
Sure.
And the union says, okay, no automation. Their opening offer was for a 77% pay raise over a six-year contract. And what that breaks down to is basically they wanted a $5 an hour raise in each of the 6 years of the new agreement, bringing it to that number over the life of the six-year contract. Alliance basically had offered, as of last evening, 50%, but they said, no, we're going to keep the automation limits in place from the old contract, which is, again, you know, what one of the sticking points has been. As far as the possible effect this could have, a week-long stoppage could lead to, you know, shortages. There are higher prices, you know, layoffs. So these are all, of course, you know, things that could happen, all of them bad. The strike, as far as what the White House has said in a statement earlier today, They have been involved with monitoring what's going on. Both President Biden and Vice President Harris are monitoring the situation. Yesterday, he had his chief of staff, as well as the National Economic Advisor, meet with the Alliance board members. That's the ones that represent the ports, and urge them to get this fixed in a way that, you know, gets this problem off the table, so to speak, and stops the whole thing before it gets to go on too long. Because for every day of a strike, you've got, you know, a few days that have to be, you know, followed thereafter to basically kind of clean up the mess, you know, and get things going again. And that's for each day of this. So, again, you know, they're hoping that things can come to a resolution with a collective bargaining agreement. But, you know, there is a federal law that if he has to step in and, you know, and make some decisions, he can. He's just trying to let both sides, apparently, according to their statement, you know, get this resolved by themselves.
Yeah. Are there specific goods that are affected the most by this, Tanya? I know you don't have much time left.
Yeah. Well, the Department of Energy, each department basically put out a statement and kind of gave an update. They said that the strike will not impact crude oil, gasoline, natural gas, and other liquid fuel exports and imports. It won't have any immediate impact on fuel supplies or prices. The Department of Agriculture is one that, you know, obviously is a big deal because that means food prices and availability. Obviously, this could have an effect in the near term if it goes on very long on things like fruits and, you know, perishable items like that. Other stuff as far as, typical, you know, stuff, goods, you know, that kind of thing. They don't expect shortages in the near future for most items. Bulk export shipments like grains would be, you know, unaffected by the strike, that kind of thing. So, and it looks like, you know, medicines, that kind of thing would be limited if there was an effect to them.
Tanya, I appreciate the update. Lots of good information there. Thank you.
Sure.
Yep.
Thanks.
Have a good day. Yeah. Tanya J. Powers with the Fox News Radio. She had to go for another report. But here's the thing about this. The president of the United States has the authority under the Taft-Hartley Act to step in and say there's an 80-day cooling off period before there's going to be any strike.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why wouldn't he do that? Because it would benefit Kamala Harris potentially not to have to face this kind of problem
leading up to the election. Because this has to come up tonight during the VP debate,
But it will benefit Kamala Harris if it looks like they're siding with labor here and the union. So that's why he's refusing to invoke Taft-Hartley. He's gambling that this won't go on very long and he'll come out looking good with the unions. Understand how ridiculous it is what they're asking for. A 77% pay increase. Do you know how much money some of these people make? I'm just saying. I mean, there's a matter of greed here to some extent.
Well, how much? What would the average, are you looking up the average
overtime,
salary?
With overtime, they can make $200,000 a year. Their base salary is about 81, but they all work overtime, and some of them can pull in 200 grand a year with overtime. I mean, I'm just saying, to already make that amount of money and demand a 77% pay increase, a $5 an hour pay increase over the 6-year contract, $5 a year for 6 years, an hour, they're getting almost an 80% pay increase over 6 years if they get what they're demanding.
Most people would be happy.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, it does sound greedy. Most people, I think, would maybe get 2-3% at best.
Tops.
Tops year to year. Now
there's
the AI
bit of blackmail
thing
to it.
the AI thing is interesting because a lot of you're seeing that play out in Hollywood with their strike. They were saying they were worried they'd be replaced with AI. That is something that I think is going to come up in a lot of industries. And I thought of something else, and that is I have a number of friends who have begun growing their own vegetables and fruit that you can. I know obviously being in Missouri, there are certain things that are not going to do well in our climate. But gosh, it makes you feel like you really I should be doing that more. I do not have a green thumb, but my gosh, maybe I need to learn more about gardening because you just don't know when something like this can happen. Not only do you have all the chemicals that are putting into our food,
well, right?
But you never know when there could be a shortage
but
like
I
this.
I know, but the capitalist in me says, what if the longshoremen had struck back in the 1800s if it was a thing and decided that they wanted zero automobiles or trains to be used to transport the product. It can only be horses and wagons. The technology advances. I don't know how you avoid that. How can you tell your employer, under no circumstances can you use automation to replace me? What employer is going to agree to that?
No,
You're blackmailed on it, which is what's going on here.
Well, and maybe that's different. I mentioned the Hollywood thing. Maybe that's different where Hollywood, it sounds like some of these film producers were going to basically take the actual actor's image use AI.
I know.
So that's different.
I don't know
what capacity they would use AI in this industry.
Well, it's automation, not AI. Is what they're talking about.
Automation. Okay.
Yeah. It's just a little
bit. But still, couldn't there be AI? Yeah. So anyway, I just think that it's understandable, but at the same time, to your point, I don't think that you can just demand that because these companies, it is cost effective, and to a degree, well, probably all industries are going to implement this type of technology.
They've got the administration on their side. Carl, did you hear the soundbite from this guy at the top of Gordon Deal's show this morning?
I did not.
He sounded like Vinny Testosterone.
Yes, I did hear that.
Did you hear
guy.
That?
I'm like, oh,
Carl
wow.
could do this guy's voice.
He is that guy. I'm like, wow.
He sounded like a caricature of somebody you would stereotype as some big kind of union boss that he sounded like Vinny Testosterone. It was pretty funny. Anyway, I'll have to see if I can find that. I'm sure it's on the encoder somewhere. We'll try to find it.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.